This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In the west of Ireland, in the town of Tuam, population 8,000, Martin Ward has become that country's first traveler mayor. Travelers are an ethnic minority of Irish nomads who for centuries have roamed the country in caravans, and they continue to face discrimination in Irish society. So for Martin Ward to be chosen mayor of Tuam marks something of a watershed in traveler history. He's served on the Tuam Town Council since 1999, and the office of mayor revolves among council members. Now it's Martin Ward's turn. Yesterday, Councillor Ward became Mayor Ward, and last night he toasted his new job with his family and other town officials.
We didn't stop till about 12 o'clock or half 12 this morning.
I've read that you were one of 14 children in your family, that your childhood as a traveller before you became what they call settled or moved into a house was rather colourful.
It was, yeah. It was a time, I suppose, to me, it was a time of wonderment. We lived in tents and barrel-top wagons, something like you'd see in the Wild West, I suppose, but it was a lot more colour in it, and it was pulled by horses. And I have great memories of it, fond memories. I can remember my parents and my grandparents. I can remember the old-type stories being told at campfires, singing.
It's sort of a romantic description as you tell it, but at the same time there's this darker side of traveller history, a lot of discrimination. I've read that even after you were elected to the town council there in Tuam in 1999, you were denied a drink at a local pub.
Actually, that did happen. I went in with a friend of mine and the barman says, no, I'd asked for a Coke, and he refused me. The excuse he gave, he says he didn't recognise me, but whether he recognised me or not wasn't important. A person shouldn't be judged on their background or from what minority they're from. I think a person should be judging their character. Discrimination, yeah, it happens in Ireland, it happens an awful lot, and it's hard to understand where it's coming from at times, because we're talking about fellow Irish people here. You're talking about the same religion, the same background. We've been stereotyped for too long, and people expect travellers to be violent of nature and to cause problems and cause trouble.
When you were denied that drink at the local hotel, or when other travellers have been denied drinks, I don't understand how that works. How would anyone know that they were travellers?
Travellers are a distinct group, and I suppose in a town the likes of Tuam or other towns, people would know who travellers are, and people would know who aren't, you know, who settled are.
Would there be any sort of distinctive characteristics of travelling people, assuming they were from out of town, where someone would instinctively know, that's a traveller and I don't want to serve them a drink?
In certain areas you can tell travellers a mile off. Their appearance, their actions, and the way they talk. I speak a bit faster than most people.
You do.
Travellers speak very fast.
I've read that travellers make up about 14% of the local population there in Tuam. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. There's roughly about 1,000 travellers in Tuam.
So as you take over as mayor, do you consider yourself, I'm sure you consider yourself the mayor of all of Tuam, but do you consider yourself also a representative of the travelling people?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I will represent the travelling people as I have done for the last 4 years, but I represent the whole population of Tuam. I was a cross-community candidate, and I do my utmost for both communities. My overall aim is to build bridges and bring both communities together.
Do you think your parents might ever have imagined that one of their children would grow up to be mayor of Tuam?
Both my parents are deceased now. No, I don't think so. I think it's beyond their comprehension, and I know they would be delighted. My father took us off the side of the road in 1966, and the reason being was that he felt that we needed an education. Two of my sisters actually were the first travellers, I think, to the third level education in Ireland. But my parents, I think they would have laughed at the overall idea, to think that one of their sons were going to be mayor of Tuam.
They would have laughed?
Laughed, yeah, at the idea, you know.
Why is that?
Because coming from the background they had come from themselves, they would have looked at somebody as a town councillor, as an official, and they were very, in the early days, I suppose, they would be very apprehensive and half afraid of officials, you know what I mean? They didn't trust them.
And now you are the officialdom.
I am the officialdom, yeah.
Mayor Ward, I wonder, as the first traveller mayor in Ireland, what do you think the symbolism of that is?
Well, I think that people says, are you a role model? I says, I don't wish anybody's a role model. I think people can do better than what I've done. But it's a stepping stone. It's a stepping stone in the right direction.
Well, Mayor Ward, best of luck to you.
Bye. God bless you.
Thank you. Martin Ward last night was chosen mayor of Tuam in County Galway, becoming the first traveller mayor in Ireland.